Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. South Florida is being pounded with high winds and storm surge as Hurricane Nicole bears down on the region. Evacuation orders were issued along the state's Atlantic coast Wednesday, as NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Meteorologists say the biggest concern with Nicole is not the wind, but the storm surge. It's a huge system. The National Hurricane Center has issued storm surge warnings for hundreds of miles of the coast from North Palm Beach to Brunswick, Georgia. In Florida, St. Lucie County Administrator Howard Tipton says because of rain and seasonal high tides, roads are already flooding.
Obviously, low-lying areas are going to see from that sea level rise impacts. We are going to see significant beach erosion.
As it moves north from Florida, Nicole is expected to bring a lot of rain and potentially flooding later this week to Georgia and the Carolinas. Greg Allen, NPR News, Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago Club is in the evacuation zone, although according to the Washington Post, Trump plans to ride out the storm there. President Biden says there was no red wave on Tuesday and that Democrats had a strong night. Biden is acknowledging some losses within his party, but notes that some contests remain undecided. The president says that overall, the midterm elections have been good for the nation.
Voters spoke clearly about their concerns, about raising costs, the rising costs that they're in, and the need to get inflation down. There's still a lot of people hurting. They're very concerned. And it's about crime and public safety. And they sent a clear and unmistakable message that they want to preserve our democracy and protect the right to choose in this country.
Biden gave thanks to the nation's youngest voters for speaking up and turning out on Tuesday. The president says he's prepared to work with Republicans on the issues concerning voters. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is officially launching his bid for the top leadership post in the chamber. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports that Republicans are expected to flip the House, but a number of races still have not been called.
While Republicans are likely to regain control in the House, they won't see the gains that they had previously expected. In a letter to his caucus, McCarthy pitched himself as a speaker who will be a listener and strive to build consensus from the bottom up rather than commanding the agenda from the top down. He also pledged to devote the resources necessary for the House to go toe-to-toe with the White House. As Speaker, McCarthy has vowed to secure the southern border and cut back on government spending. Republicans on the Judiciary Committee last week warned the FBI and Department of Justice that they plan to investigate both agencies if their party retakes the House. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. futures are flat. In after-hours trading on Wall Street, Asia-Pacific markets are lower, down 2% in Hong Kong. This is NPR. Thousands of workers in Greece and Belgium walked off their jobs Wednesday to protest soaring consumer prices. The 24-hour strikes disrupted transportation, airline flights, and public services. Brief clashes broke out at the end of demonstrations in Athens and Greece's second-largest city. Riot police fired tear gas and stun grenades in response to small groups lobbing Molotov cocktails and rocks at them. Russia's defense ministry says it is ordering its troops to pull out of a key city in southern Ukraine. As NPR's Jason Bobian reports, soldiers have been ordered to retreat from Kherson to the east bank of the Dnipro River.
In a televised announcement, the commander of Russia's forces in Ukraine said that the decision to withdraw from Kherson was a difficult one, but he said it was being made in order to save the lives of Russian soldiers and civilians. Ukrainian troops have been slowly but steadily advancing on Kherson in recent weeks. The industrial port hugs the west bank of the Dnipro River. Russian military officials are now ordering their troops to withdraw to the east bank of the Dnipro. A top advisor to Ukraine's president, however, is skeptical about the retreat and says they will believe it when they actually see Russian forces departing. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Dnipro, Ukraine.
Brazilian singer Gal Costa has died at the age of 77. Costa was a legend in Brazil and part of a wave of singers from Bahia State who became central players in the country's Tropicália movement. She began her musical career in the 1960s and was still touring earlier this month. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.